Jim Halsey was inspired by the 101 Ranch near Bartlesville in Osage County and Pawnee Bill Wild West shows. They'd party with the outlaws and the oil men. That inspired buying a ranch about 25 minutes south of Tulsa. Were you in on that, a 2,500-acre ranch?
There was Sinar who brought that to us. The idea you might be interested in it because it had cattle on it. It was 18, 19 acres to start out with.
That's where you had a lot of entertainment called Halsey Ranch Party.
Yeah. Once a year we'd have about 1,200 at one time. They had some very good, very high-priced entertainers like Bob Holt and Fred McMurray.
When I first met Wayne, I heard about these parties. It all happened prior to me meeting Wayne and marrying him. I went to the ranch one time with him just to drive by it and see it, and they still owned it at that time, but it was sold, and so I've never been out there to a party. But I know they would have all these people come flying in to do the Roy Clark Open golf tournament.
Celebrity golf tournament.
Yes.
Right.
Wayne had a helicopter and a little jet, a small minor jet plane, but he let them use the helicopter and his pilot to fly the people from the airport out to the ranch. Also, the pilot did some stuff where they had acrobats that were doing acrobatic acts up in the air. We found out later the pilot did not have a license. And he was flying people like Fred McMurray and everybody else out to the ranch, and you're going, oh my gosh, God covered us there.
Well, the celebrity golf tournament was huge. It benefited Children's Medical Center. Bob Hope would come in, and he'd emcee the after party after the tournament. So you had big stars, Roy Clark, Tammy Wynette, Freddie Fender, Jimmy Dean, Mel Tillis, Hank Thompson, Jody Miller, and you could probably add to that list. Those, Wayne, had to be a fun time for you in your life.
Yeah. Go to the opera, enjoy it, leave the guitar out the front door, and you go to the opera.